wanted to talk a little bit about boundaries, because that was another topic that you brought up last night when we were discussing what things interested you. There's something about the word boundaries that I find troubling, kind of like boundary means something set in stone, that, you know, thou shalt not go past this. Yeah. And I don't think that's the feeling that should be conveyed. I mean, if I use the word, what I'm talking about is something that's actually quite fluid, you know? I don't think we should have hard and fast boundaries that we take as absolutes for every person in every situation, no matter what. Yeah. There needs to be conditions, you know, and we have to be clear about what we can do, what's acceptable behavior on the other person's part, and things like this. But let's not, you know, kind of in the name of boundaries make walls instead. So I've used the word boundaries, but think of it in the way I just described. Now, there's a few things here. One is when other people want more from us than we feel we can give. And sometimes that happens in a family. It might happen with a parent or a spouse or children or a cousin or who knows what. But somebody wants us to be, do, have something that we aren't capable of, or that isn't our way, okay? And I think in situations like this, we need to be very clear about what we're capable of with ourselves, and then to explain that clearly to the other person. In other words, not in an angry way, not in a how dare you, you know, do this way, but just, you know, this is not acceptable, or this is not something I can do, or whatever. To give you an example, I had a situation where there was somebody I was writing to who, you know, needed a lot of help, and I was giving this person counseling over the years, you know, by writing letters. And at one point, this person fell into, they got married and something happened, and they wrote me a letter and they said, you know a lot of people, can you ask somebody to give us some money? And I wrote back and I said, I'm your spiritual teacher, that's the function I serve, and it's inappropriate to ask me for money or to ask me to fundraise for you. That's all I said. And they wrote back and they apologized. Okay? So, it was a situation where, you know, I just kind of said, you know, it's not appropriate to ask me to do that. Yeah, and so similarly with family members, sometimes if somebody's asking something that really isn't appropriate, we need to say so. Or if somebody wants us to do something that we're just not capable of doing, or we don't think we can do a good job at, we need to say so. Now, that's an entirely different ballgame than situations where we're actually quite self-centered and lazy, and we don't feel like extending ourselves for a family member in need. Okay? So sometimes we may not be clear with what's going on. Yeah? We might feel upset that somebody wants us to do something, and we have to check, is this my self-centeredness, that I just am too lazy, or I don't want to get involved, or I don't care enough, and this person has a legitimate need and they're asking, you know, in an appropriate way. Is it that situation where the problem's in me, Or is it a situation where they're asking really something that is inappropriate or that I can't do, and I need to say that? Okay, do you get what I'm saying? And that it may not be readily understandable to us what's going on, because sometimes our own mind, we don't understand what's going on. Okay, so we might need to take a little bit of time and really check out our own feelings, check out the situation, and, you know, what exactly is the need of the other person, and, you know, can I do this? Have they asked other people? Is it appropriate for them to ask other people? Is it something that if I do will actually be of benefit to them and service to them? Or is it a way in which I'm getting hooked into their neuroses, in which case it's not beneficial to me or to the other person? Okay, so we need to think about this. You know, it's the old, I mean, this is a simplistic example, but somebody who has a drug or alcohol problem comes to you and says, you know, I need some booze or I need some dope and I'm going to suffer if I don't have it. You know, please give it to me. Well, it's not compassion to give that person, you know, more alcohol or more dope. That's just encouraging something that's not healthy in them. So in those situations, we need to be able to discriminate that, you know, this person's asking me to help, but what they're asking me to do is not something that's really going to benefit them or solve their problem. You know, and it might just get me tangled up in a whole big mess, in which case I really need to say, you know, no.